You can get your chance.
I would not have felt bad. In fact, whenever Bill said something to me, I saw the list and I saw my name was not there. And I said, goody, goody, because now they realize that I can't keep coming up here and having new things to talk about. But it is always a pleasure. I've got a little piece of movie somewhere. I find it. It's always a pleasure to be here and to... I'm just blessed now that I'm a member of this church and I'm not having to go back and forth to Mission Field. But you know, when you first asked me, I thought of the song, How Firm a Foundation. I thought, what more can I say than to you I have said? And then God said, well, you know, that little gypsy boy, he lay in that tent, you know. And they said, tell it again. So here I am. I got saved at 9 years old, had godly parents, and then I seriously go to the mission field at 15. So I've always wanted to be a missionary. I didn't have to go with my husband to learn about it. I really had a real desire in my heart to be a missionary ever since I was 15 years old. So it's been a wonderful life. I married Dale West, and he wanted to be a missionary. We first sought China, but about the year we married, it closed. The stores closed for China. So we said, well, we'll go to Mexico. We can just go there easily. So with time, and he began to pastor churches, and then one day he came in, and we had four children by then, and he said, you know what? Let's just go. Mexico's right here. We can just drive down there. So we gathered our stuff together and went to Mexico, not knowing any Spanish. Learned it quickly just because we had to. I remember he learned Spanish, how to witness especially, by going to the parks. Every day he'd take time out to go to the parks and sit on a bench and talk to the people as best he could, give them the plan of salvation. And then when he had said all he remembered, he'd go to the next bench. And I learned in the kitchen, learning it to cook, and I had a woman who helped me. And that's how I learned some Spanish. But little by little, we were able to pick up enough to where we were able to, he was able to preach. And then, of course, Bill came, and we had wonderful years together. And that all ended, and I will tell you a little bit about our work in our later years. We began to host youth groups from the States who wanted to come down and get just a taste of mission work. And so we began to do that. And our church there in San Luis was very gracious in loaning us their facilities. We did that for 22 years. All our summers were completely filled up with young people. And what a blessing that was to be able to encourage them about living for Christ, going to the mission field. And, you know, I'm so happy to say that today there's over 100 young people that made that decision when they came that are on the mission field today. Are they pastoring? Are their wives of pastors? Are they youth leaders? I just have two special ones that I would tell you about. One young man is now with MAF. He went through Moody Bible Institute. Then he got his pilot's license. He's been in Papua New Guinea now for over a year, and he's now getting his plane with MAF. He's going to be flying his own plane. So that's pretty exciting, especially because he told me it was because of you and Brother Dale that I had the desire to go to the mission field. And then there's another couple who we had both of them in a group, and they called me the other day. They're getting ready to go to Spain. So I'm still harvesting some of those wonderful times with the young people that I had. I had such a great time with the girls. And just this one particular girl I'll never forget, she was from Tomball, and she wanted to ride with us to town one day when my husband and I were going together to buy some groceries. And she said, I want to ride with you today because I want to tell you something. How much your team effort that you two have is such a blessing to me. Said, you love each other. Brother Dale brings you flowers and you kiss, and that's so exciting. And they always would take pictures. They'd just, come and get something out of the secret office. She said, I'm 18 years old. My dad is an elder, and I've never seen him kiss my mom. 18 years old. So I thought, you know, isn't that wonderful that they were able to see that there is something wonderful about love
Yeah.
And you know, there's nothing wrong with being, and nothing to be ashamed about at all.
Sure. That's right.
So now I'm 81, and I'm back here. I lost my husband 9 years ago with a brain tumor. That was in the summer of 2002. We came home from Mexico. About 6 weeks later, we noticed that there were some strange things happening. And we went to the neurosurgeon. He found a stage 4 brain tumor. And I had a wonderful life. I have no regrets. Not one day do I regret my life. But now I've got a worn-out bag. But I'm still. Then I thought to myself, what can I possibly do? What can I possibly do now? The Lord. So I thought, there's a few things. I can be in my place. It's every Sunday, every meeting that I can be. I reached it out there in the second row. Daddy, down Ross, when he gets up to leave the singing, he always looks at me, are you ready now? I love to sing. I guess, I don't know why I still have a little bit of a voice, but I do love to sing his praises. I can pray for my pastor.
Amen.
I can pray for each individual that needs my prayer, needs my encouragement.
Amen.
I can give to missions. I can give to special needs. I can give to my brother and sister when they have needs. I can greet the saints. I can tell you and encourage you. And I can show my joy and happiness to everyone.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.